Our scripture lesson is a single verse this morning. And I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation. It's what I was reading one morning. I was reading this translation and read this verse, and it has become the verse that will be my theme for Sabbath rest. Psalm 27, verse 8. My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I am coming. May God bless our hearing of His holy word. With today being Father's Day, and as I thought about what I might say, it seemed as though it might be hard to connect Father's Day into a Sunday where I'm saying goodbye to all of you for the summer and thinking about Sabbath rest. How do we connect Father's Day and Sabbath rest? But as I thought about Father's Day and what I am going to do later on today with my own earthly father, it all started to make some sense. And I love how our Heavenly Father does that kind of thing. Making things work for His glory that we think don't have any business fitting together. Well, since today's Father's Day, I'm going to go home later, and probably after I take a nap and try and catch up on some sleep that I lost this week, I'm going to call my dad and talk with him on the phone. And he's been asking me over the last couple months to come up and spend a day with him because he's got some things that he wants to talk to me about. As fathers often want to do with their sons. And so sometime in the next week or two, I'm going to go up and see him at his house and spend some time just hearing what it is that he wants to share with me. And if you think about it, that is what our Heavenly Father desires during our Sabbath. God tells us to do as He did. In Exodus 20, we hear, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy, because I, the Lord your God, after creating the world in 6 days, on the seventh day rested. So He tells us to follow His example, and we always hear the line, like father, like son. God also calls us to remember what He's done for us. We see in Deuteronomy the fourth commandment of the Sabbath. And it tells us to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy because we are to remember what the Lord has done for us, in that context being Israel, in bringing Israel out of the captivity of Egypt. When we do that with our dads, when we honor them by following their example, and when we honor them by remembering the things that they have done for us, when we do that, we honor them. And when we do that with God, we honor Him. So in a way, this summer, my Sabbath rest is kind of an extended Father's Day with my Father in heaven. My Heavenly Father has asked me to come and spend time with Him. And I have answered, I am coming. In fact, all of you who are entering into this Sabbath rest with a willing heart, you have answered, Lord, I am coming. You see, it honors our fathers when we spend time with them. It blesses them, and it blesses us when they can impart their wisdom, give us their affirmation, even when we just sit in their presence. And it honors our Heavenly Father when we seek Him, looking for His guidance, His leading, His correction, or just sitting in His presence. After all, Jesus didn't die for us so He could make a deal with us, or so that He could make us follow a bunch of rules. He died so that we could be together in relationship. He loves us so much. He loves us so deeply that He did what it took so He could be with us. Now, what I just read to you is a paraphrase of something that Ryan and Josh Shook wrote in their book, Firsthand, the book that we used at youth camp about a firsthand faith. You see, Jesus died so we could be in relationship with Him. And relationship means we spend time together. Our Lord craves relationship with us. Absolutely craves relationship with us. And we were created to crave relationship with Him. But so often we fill our lives with other things. We fill our lives with busyness. Why? Because it makes us feel important. We fill our lives with accomplishments. Why? Because they make us feel successful. We fill our lives with all kinds of stuff. And the more stuff we can pack around us, what does it do? It makes us feel more worthy. We even fill our life with things like Facebook, relationships, that we think will make us feel loved. Each of us has our list. And while they may not be bad things, they often become the replacements that attempt to bring the satisfaction, the joy, the fullness that only a face-to-face relationship, not a Facebook relationship with Jesus, but a face-to-face relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Only that can fulfill those real desires of our heart. And so one of the things I'm encouraging you to do as we begin our time of Sabbath rest, I encourage you to go home today and write down your list. Write it down on a piece of paper and keep it there. Pray about it. Pray about the things on your list that are part of your life in an attempt to gain the things in this world that Jesus is desiring to pour directly into your heart. Pray about them. Pray about those things that are replacements for real relationship with Jesus Christ, and then give them to the Lord. Replace them with His presence. Find your importance, your success, your worth, your desire for love. Whatever else is your heart's desire, find those in Him. You know, just yesterday morning in our last worship service at youth camp, I encouraged a bunch of young people to remember the reason they love camp so much is that it is like a week of Sabbath rest. They leave their everyday worlds behind. We even take their cell phones away. We let them use the cameras on them, but they get told if they get caught texting or phone or calling someone, we're going to take it away. They leave their everyday worlds behind. They come to a place with others that are all entering into this same experience of spending a week praising and worshiping. Whether it's loud worship, and boy, we do loud worship, or whether it's quiet campfires, singing a cappella or with a single guitar. Whether it's service projects or ultimate frisbee. Sharing their deepest thoughts or listening to someone else. They see, hear, and experience God when they get out of their ordinary routines and make room for that relationship to grow. So maybe what we are all doing is replicating as best as we can with the reality that we still have to go to work or we still have family obligations and we can't spend the whole summer at summer camp. We're kind of creating going to summer camp with a Sabbath rest. We're taking some of the ordinary things that we do and lay them aside and spending the summer with God. How many of you ever went and spent the summer with Grandma and Grandpa? Yeah, I see a lot of hands go up, right? I remember doing that. Left the suburbs and went to Grandma and Grandpa's farm. And spent the summer on the farm. Well, this summer we're all going to spend the summer with Jesus. And I'm really looking forward to coming back from that summer with Jesus and sharing with you what He's talked to me about. And just as much I'm looking forward to hearing what Jesus has talked to all you about. And we're going to have a time, maybe a month or so after we get back from Sabbath rest, maybe early October, and we'll have a potluck or something, and we'll get together and share those. You can share the stuff that you wrote down in your passport and let others hear and experience what Jesus has done in your life. And we're going to be ready and charged up for a whole new season of service in His name. I just realized that I forgot to put the pictures in here from camp. So I'm going to have to describe them for you. You guys know that usually at camp I take down our big cross. Because on Thursday night after Love Feast, the youth take anything that they're feeling is hindering their relationship with Jesus and they come up and they nail it on the cross. This year the youth built a cross like this. It's a little bit bigger and permanently installed it at the camp. So that way the camp would have that for all the camps that are there to be able to, it's at the fire ring near the spillway for those of you that are familiar with Camp Emmanuel. So that way all the people who worship at a campfire there will have a cross and feel that presence as they're worshiping. Many of you know Mike Seibert, who was, he and his wife, Ruth, were the camp managers down there until Mike became quite ill and shortly after went for eternity to be with the Lord. One of Mike's dreams for Camp Emmanuel was to have a handicap accessible dock at the camp. Up to now, all the docks you'd had, they were even harder if you were able to get down to some of them old kind of wooden steps and things. But Mike's dream was to have a handicap accessible dock so that those who couldn't navigate those steps could get out on a dock to go fishing or be able to get in a rowboat. And that was a dream that never was fulfilled within his lifetime. But Randy and his wife Joellen, Randy and Joellen Doyle, who are the new camp managers, wanted to make Mike's dream come true. And so they're in the process of building a handicap accessible dock. Most of the dock is done. They're in the process of putting the handrails on, and the youth helped put the posts on that dock to get that project further along. And that's going to be dedicated at family camp this year in memory of Mike. So the great thing is not only are the kids at camp learning about Jesus, but they're learning about it in the way that we as brethren believe that it changes us in a way that then we serve others. And so each one of these young people is doing something important. And we all know of people here who've just put in hours and hours down there at the camp. We know that Munson loved that camp, and he did all kinds of things to raise money and do work down there. And these kids benefit from people like Munson's work down there at the camp, because now these kids benefit from a wonderful place that they can connect to God. And now these kids are living out that legacy by creating other things at the camp that, as I shared with them when they put the cross in, I said, you realize there's going to be kids that are going to come to camp this year for the first time. Their only memory of this camp is going to be with that cross there. In their minds, it's always been there. So they're learning the value of sharing their faith and living out their faith to help others. I'll see what I can do here maybe very quickly at the end. If I can run down and grab the PowerPoint, maybe we can get it up there. We can be showing it while we're enjoying some punch and cookies. My last thought with you this morning is one just to share honesty from my heart. I have very mixed emotions right now. I'm looking forward to my time with the Lord over the next couple of months. And at the same time, I am going to be missing each and every one of you while I'm doing that. You will all still be in my heart. I'm looking forward to the time, but I know I'm going to be looking back. I'm going to be looking back here, missing being here with you. And so I'll leave you with just this final thought. I know that our Father in heaven, I am absolutely convinced of this, that our Father in heaven is going to take care of all of us this summer. He's going to take care of me. He's going to take care of you in that time while we're apart, and that we will come back together blessed by the time that we have spent with the Lord. Amen. 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 Amen.